Es Consuelo, Consuela, Cidillo, Cedillo, 226-69. Two complaints, number one, sore throat, number two, cough, number three, congestion, next number is ear pain, next number is leg pain, next number is tiredness, next number is nausea, next number is diarrhea, next number is symptoms of leg pain, next number is right arm pain. Our patient is a 53-year-old woman, married 35 years, has 5 children, 16 grandkids. Patient had positive COVID a month ago, which was quite sick. Today she's having above symptoms, does not want to be tested for COVID again, period. New paragraph, she also has had some nausea, some leg pain, arm pain, and some dizziness that has continued since the last time she had COVID, and she's concerned about that as well, period. Mammogram up to date, 2 years ago. She's going to get one this year from the clinic she's attending. Colonoscopy, not interested. Not interested in Cologuard or GUIAC testing. That's G-U-I-A-C testing. Last period was in 2010, under social, no smoking, no drinking. Owns a food truck. Family history, mom has diabetes, hypertension, dad died of alcohol disorder, allergy, no drug allergy, COVID immunizations upstate, medication includes metformin, hydrochlorothiazide, vitamin D. Patient goes to a free clinic where she gets her medication, and she has been told her hemoglobin A1C is less than 7, period. Patient also has had issues with hand pain in the DIPs of both hands with nodes present consistent with Haberdine, H-A-B-E-R-D-E-N-E's nodes, where she takes some medication from El Salvador and seems to help her. It's an anti-inflammatory. She's going to bring the medication for us to look at. Period. Her weight's 147, no significant change in the past year, 100%, 98.3, 16, 67, 130 over 74. Heart positive, swamp positive, to lungs are clear. Abdomen is soft. TMs are red. Posterior pharynx is red and inflamed. Logical non-focal skin shows no rash. Lower extremity shows no edema. Number one, sinusitis. Number two, pharyngitis. Number three, history of COVID-19. Number four, we'll treat with rosefenicgram now. Next number is Decadron 8 milligram now. Next number, Z-Pak was given. Next number, patient has had good sugars, good blood sugars, which I feel comfortable giving her a Decadron shot today. Next number, because of her nausea and the fact that she's a diabetic and still has a gallbladder, we looked at her gallbladder, which looks totally negative. Next number is renal. Renal arteries are patent. Next number is no sign of renal vascular hypertension. Oh, past medical histories, diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, surgery, tonsillectomy, hysterectomy. She still has her gallbladder in big letters. Put that in there, too. Next number, we looked at her legs and arms because of pain she's had since COVID. No DVT or PVD noted. Next number, there is lymphadenopathy present in the neck because of the current pharyngitis that's present. Next number is her thyroid. Looks good. Next number is because of dizziness. We looked at her carotid ultrasound, which was within normal limits. Also, we looked at her heart because of palpitations, she has a totally normal heart with an ejection fraction of 55%. Period. New paragraph, findings were discussed with patient at length. Patient received her injection, as was mentioned above, and got CPAC. Next number, she will follow up with me next month. Next number's blood work is done for the clinic where she gets her medications for free. Thank you.